Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
And I atoned for my lateness by pouring scalding hot chicken water over my left hand.
Oh!
Good.
No.
All is right.
Yeah, we feel better now.
Good.
Yes, thank good. You.
I figured that'd be the kind of thing that would get me back in your good graces.
Wait, show us the scald.
The scald?
The He's scald. Lying. You won't show us the scald.
This, no. This will not show up at all.
His hand! Look!
I can feel it.
Aw, that stinks. I don't want him to hurt himself.
Ooh,
trying
you think
to
it's,
get
it
here.
Probably does smell a little. Does your hand smell like hot chicken now? Does it stink?
I ran it under cold water for a minute and then washed it, so probably not.
Hot ham water, hot chicken
You're
water.
You're supposed to let it sit on there for at least 5 minutes.
If we game next week and my hand is gone, that'll be why. It was like, I should have done it for 5 minutes.
Hey, Alex, I have to tell you, this is a very nice gin and tonic, especially because it has lime and ice.
Ah.
I'm very happy. Thank you.
Yep.
That's
yeah,
a real
it masks
one.
The true proportions of all the ingredients.
He used a recipe.
No
Flex your muscles for us, mister.
What? No, sorry.
Boom, 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 boom.
Did you hear? Could you hear me talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You said okay. Proportions. That's all.
And
I
then
mean.
You apologize for your muscles.
Yeah. Don't apologize for muscles.
I don't know what that noise was supposed to be.
I don't know. It was my boner or something. I got a boner because
it's like an 80s muscles. 80s hair band singer.
It's an 80s hair band singer.
No, your boner is an 80s hair band singer.
Oh my god. We've it really is. Gotten off on the right start here. This is the perfect note.
We always do.
We always do.
Oh, hey, muscles. Nice.
No, I that was random. That was the next one. That was the next in the list. Hello!
Hello!
Here we are! We're all eating our spinach. Are you eating spinach, Greg?
I am.
Yes! I thought you were. I saw a dark green leaf before, and I just realized that might be spinach. If it is collard greens, that's fine that you lied. I appreciate it.
Nope. This is all that I always tell the truth. Why the fuck are you laughing?
When it comes to the vegetables I'm eating, specifically. Here we are, back again. This should rhyme. It doesn't. Previously on Pork Fried Dice, Villanelle Edition.
You did it?
No way.
I'm not even kidding. Earlier today, with all the shit that's going on, earlier today he was like, yeah, they asked me to do this Villanelle, and I'm like, what's that again? And he had me look at it. I'm like, you can't do that. And I gave the phone back to him. You did it? I don't believe you.
And nobody even asked you. It was a joke challenge.
Yeah, it was a joke ask. Right.
Those are the most, like,
you have to do
serious
it,
ones. Like, this I take those the most to heart.
I'm so excited. I can't believe, when did you do this? Because that was only like 4 hours ago that you said you didn't do it, or were you lying?
Maybe I was lying, or maybe I'm a genius and I can write a villanelle in 20 minutes.
Let's
we'll
see how
see.
Good it is.
Right. Do not go gentle into that good night, wherein Rafina stabilized Nick before he died. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
This sounds very familiar.
No wise men at their end, no dark is right. Because their words had forked no lightning they. Do not go gentle into that good night. Wherein Batwhack recaptured Nat and Will and took him back inside to keep him safe. Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way, do not go gentle into that good night. Wherein Lank and Bathwack went in search of Wolfsbane, which they found, as well as a wandering spirit who beseeched them to seek aid in their fight against Strahd from Vladimir Horngard and Argon Volstholt, castle of the long-dead silver dragon Argonvost. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay, rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night, wherein Lank took Nick on Steed Corral off to Argon Volsholt in hope that Vladimir Horngard might be able to save him, and the rest of the party prepared to follow shortly thereafter. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
That was brilliant! I couldn't tell that you used any other poem.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that was great.
I feel like I heard parts of it somewhere before.
Yeah, you may have. You may have.
I loved it when you
There's no original. There's nothing original anymore. Everything is derivative
right,
nowadays.
Right, that's all it is.
It's all been done sometime.
It might have been on a commercial or something.
Oh, was that Sonic commercial?
I was just picturing you standing in the middle of a stage, a single light shining above you, majestically reciting, and then when you got to the refrain, you would like duck out of the light and say the next part really quick, and then get back into the light. I started coughing, like, yeah, by the way, Lank ran off with Steve Corral.
Sorry, just the words Steed Corral in the midst of all that, that's what got me.
Yeah, I know! I was like, wow, he broke!
We'll re-record it later.
No, we will not.
I can't, my bad boy poetry reading image cannot be shattered.
Bad boy poetry.
But people hear that, they won't be able to picture me in my leather jacket reading that villanelle.
Snapping.
That happened. So.
Snapping.
So there we go. Don't hate the villain. Hate the villanelle.
Don't hate the villain.
So, I realized that while entertaining, these poetic summaries aren't always effective at summarizing.
I think we got it, though. I mean,
I don't know what you mean.
I got it. Then again,
do my regular summaries.
Yeah, I know. The lyric was pretty hard. It was like, woo, that was a lot of information.
But yes, so basically, Lank has taken off. Fool of a Tooken, on Steve Corral, into the night. He's got Nick tied up, I'm assuming across the front of the horse, or the front of the horse, just on top of its nose. In front of him, across the back of Steed. Oh, one question I had, I was trying to picture this physically. Anybody can jump in with the answer. Will was there with him, trying to decide if he was going to go along or not. Were you guys outside when you decided that?
Lank?
Yeah.
I was trying to get as far away from the other guys as possible, so
that
I
was
know
the sense
we were
that I
ahead.
Got. I thought we were like sort of out there at the foyer. The front walk. The front walk to the tower.
Yeah.
Right, outside, though. That's what I was picturing, right?
Yeah.
Probably,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the rest of the party, I think, was descending, because they had decided to go along and not wait.
Yeah.
All right. And the very last thing that happened is that Will ordered his newly discovered familiar brother Frederick in Quasit form to, was it attack or kill Bathwack?
I
what
definitely
was the
said kill, all but right. Of course I'm going to have to reel him back in. Well, also, he would totally not be able to kill Bathwack. There's no way in hell he will ever be able to kill. Nobody can kill Bathwack. Bathwack is eternal.
He's not listening. It's okay. You can actually
He's
say
not
anything.
Listening? Is he really not listening?
Oh, I thought you meant
said
literally.
He is. No, Bathwack is not listening.
Yes,
because
gotcha.
You are not actually in the world right now.
Yeah, but Steed is listening.
Steed's always listening.
Oh my god, that's true. Steed is right there, and I did just say that.
Well, I think Lank rode off, so you're safe.
Oh, though really?
I guess you don't. Yeah.
Yeah, Lank's on en route.
Okay. Cool.
You guys, I don't know if I can play because I'm now looking for houses for you.
Nice.
This is important. There's a town called Deforest Corners where I want you to live. Doesn't
okay,
that sound
can I say
perfect?
Something? Now that we're, oh my god, listen to this though.
I live at the corner of DeForest.
What, guys, what are we doing right now?
No, this is seriously bizarre. Listen to this fact, okay? Yeah. Abby, now that you're talking about houses, I will keep this in because this is fucking weird. I made the character of Will, plus all of his backstory, back in August of 2016, correct? Is that when we started this?
Yeah.
2016, right? I made up his hometown, Tivoli. I made all this stuff up. Guess what lies about an hour and 15 minutes north of us? The town of Tivoli. And no, I'm not even kidding. How weird is that?
We were looking
for houses. And I was like, Tivoli? We have to live there, Eric. But it's too far a commute. But I was really excited. I was like, what is happening? I had never heard of that town before. Yep.
That
ever.
Is hysterical.
I mean, what I took the name from was something. It was the casino of an old Soapy Smith.
Soapy Sales?
No, Soapy Sales is not the same person.
It's Soapy Sales, but I always say Soapy Sales.
Soapy Sales.
Oh, God.
I used to say that when giving my kids a bath.
Yes, Soapy Sales.
I called them Soapy Sales.
Aw, personal details.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what were we playing? Dungeons?
Yeah. No, we weren't.
Monopoly.
I forgot.
Okay, I can focus now. I can focus.
I'm ready. Okay. All right.
Apologies.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that was the last thing was with the closet.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we're going to speak with Lank, or Ooh. Speak about Lank.
Ooh.
Ooh.
About him. Okay, about Lank him. Stinks like a butt.
Yep.
Who's next?
Next.
Next. Someone else has got to speak about him.
It's a roast without him present. That's how roasts work, right? Oh, no, that's cyberbullying.
I think that's called just being mean.
Yeah.
You can just barely make out Lank cresting the horizon. You see a middle finger go up. Not because Lank heard you. Steed heard you and told me.
No, it's a middle hoof.
Whoa, he's got a middle hoof. What a weirdo.
And then Lank goes flying into the dirt. Steve is very a lot of trouble running with one hoof up in the air.
Steve and I have had a lot of time to bond in the last 20 seconds of riding.
His middle hoof, no less.
His middle hoof.
All right. So, Lank, you are headed pell-mell through the woods. There's a little trail that you're following after getting across the causeway. And you're trying to make it to... Argen Vostholt as quickly as possible, correct?
That is correct.
Yes. So after maybe 20, 30 minutes, you make it to basically a T in the trail. There is a path that goes left and a path that goes right, and you don't see any signage.
Okay, do I have a sense of direction?
You're kind of in the middle of the woods.
No.
I mean, you're a survivor. You ain't gonna give up. You ain't gonna stop. You're gonna work harder. You have a general sense of good direction. The problem is you've been kind of headed, you feel like, in vaguely the right direction to get back to the trail, or the main road, which you know that the dragon statue...
Yeah, my directions start on the main road. So I've just got to get back to the main road at this point?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, where on that main road, you know, will determine. Once you get there, you'll have to decide if you could tell where you are on it and which way you need to go to get to where that dragon statue was that marked basically the road to Argen Vostholt.
So, sorry, is it the middle of the night right now or early morning?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still, it was like 2 in the morning.
There's no light in the sky yet, at least. So it's not close to
dawn. But I have dark vision,
yet.
So I can clearly see that there's no signage.
Mm-hmm.
Does one of the paths go... Like you said, I was already sort of going in generally the right direction. Does one?
Yeah,
of them...
you've been kind of heading like southeast-ish. So basically, the path to your right heads kind of southwest, which you think would head kind of towards the main road, but maybe kind of backwards a little bit, more towards Kresk than towards Valaki. The other road heads northeast, so further away from the main road, but more towards Valaki than towards Kresk.
I wouldn't want much delays, but I would know that taking an unfamiliar road, I could end up much farther away and have to backtrack later. So I think I would head right, heading toward the main road. My assumption of where the main road is.
Cool. Okay. So you turn steed in that direction and put your head down and make haste. I would like you to make a perception check, please. Uh-oh.
Just a moment. Just finishing my spinach.
Strong to the finish.
Okay, perception. That is 14 plus 15 total.
Okay. Thank you. So, you head down that path that you chose, and eventually you find yourself coming out. The woods sort of open up a little bit. Everything's still kind of closed in, but open up a little bit more. You were kind of on like a trail. Now you're more on a path, which ends up meeting what you recognize as the main road. The old Svalich Road, I think, technically.
I think that sounds familiar.
But basically, it's the road between Valaki and Kresk.
Steed, we made it to the right road. We've got to keep going. we're on the right track.
He's on a train track.
Things go terribly wrong.
Did not see that coming.
Go ahead and make just straight intelligence check.
These don't go as well for Lang.
Oh, no.
Memory serves. Oh, shit. Well, with my bonuses, that comes down to one.
Oh, what? No! Oh, no.
I rolled a two, and I'm minus one for intelligence.
Doesn't so. Steed have a bonus or something that you get by process?
Yeah, does Steed transmit Bathwax bonuses?
Bathwax is, if you'd like my minus one, you can have it.
All right, so you're down
okay,
to
now
zero.
Okay, now I'm at zero.
It's basically like you're deciding which way to go. I'm trying to sense if you remember kind of which way you think on the road this other path that you want to get to is.
Oh, no.
And you, like, try to lead Steed left, and he tries to lead you right, and then you try to lead him right, and he tries to lead you left, and you're back and forth, and it's kind of like this little dance. Somebody takes a video and posts it online, and it becomes a huge viral meme.
And then all of my followers write in, and they tell me which way to go.
Yes, there you go. Perfect.
Yep. 3 months too late.
A flawless plan.
But you do not, you're not sure at this point. You feel like you're closer to Kresk than Valaki. By how much, it's hard to say.
But I know... Wait a second.
And you can vaguely remember that this dragon place where Will made fun of Bathwack, because that's the touchstone that you all
Everyone
have.
Everyone knows, yeah!
Which way does the road run, generally?
East-west.
Is it, like, straight as an arrow?
Nope, it's a winding, turning road. You're kind of in the middle of the forest.
So looking both ways on the road, does one sort of 10 south and one sort of 10 north?
At the point at which you are, they kind of both curve southwards.
Great. Well, then...
What I was saying is you kind of... you think you maybe remember that road that you were told leads to Argenvolstholt was kind of central between Kresk and Valaki, maybe?
And you said I'm a little bit closer to Kresk?
You think you're probably closer to Kresk, but not by much.
Well, then I guess head toward Valaki. But right. Do I know which way that is?
Yes, you know that it's to the east. So you take a left.
Okay.
Hang a Louie!
Fingers crossed.
Can you give me a perception check, please?
Holy moly.
That's a natural 20.
Whoa! Da, 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 da.
You perceive your ultimate demise.
I wish I'd had that a minute ago. Because I feel like the intelligence check a second ago was more important. But perception is a total of 21.
Okay. So, as you are turning steed onto the main road to head to the east towards Valaki and hopefully Argenvolstholt, you catch a glimpse of, it's hard to say with your black and white dark vision and in the dark night, but you think you might be seeing some of Nick's wounds closing up.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Closing up?
That's mm-hmm. not a good thing.
And with that 20, I will say that that draws your attention enough that you like really take a good look at him and you do not think he is unconscious.
Oh my god.
Can I possibly stop and try to see where I am on the road? Like, if I need to go right or left to get to the dragon head.
Yeah.
Like, if I get down off of steed, could I... would I have a better chance of being able to tell which way the road's going?
I mean, there aren't too many touchstones. I keep saying that. There aren't too many things to kind of... you're just, like, kind of in the middle of the woods, and you're on the road, and you basically know Valaki is east, and Kreska is west. But you can stop and try to figure it out. You want to pull steed to a stop for a second?
I just... time now being even more of the essence. Yeah, I'm going to stop steed for just a moment and see if I can get a sense of which way I need to go for the dragon head.
Okay. So you start to pull steed to a halt. Bathwack, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is Steed Corral's hit point total?
Oh, no.
Oh, not super high.
And before I take this action, I should say, like, I get the sense that he's not unconscious. Is that like he's sitting up and screaming at me, or he's like stirring?
No, he's still laying bound. He doesn't seem to be moving, but based on, again, you are kind of like honed in on him, having seen those wounds kind of stitching themselves up, and you just get a sense that he's not quite limp, per se.
Ooh.
All right, take it easy.
Armor class 11, 19 hit points.
19 hit points? Okay.
We've got Nick tied up to a fairly... I mean, he's tied up... one individual is tied up with 50 feet of rope, so... mm-hmm. I feel like I have a moment, even if he does wake up.
Yeah, he doesn't have his... he doesn't have his, any, basically any of his limbs free. He's kind of tossed over the back of steed like a sack of tied-up werewolf.
All right, I'm going to jump down real fast and see if I can get a better sense of if I need to go right or left to get to the dragon head.
Well, I'll make that a little easier for you. As you're pulling Steed Corral to a stop, you hear him let out a whinny slash scream. You see a gout of blood shoot out from the side of Steed's neck where Nick's head is, and then Steed vanishes.
What? Whoa! Oh my god.
You and Nick both fall to the ground with a thump.
He deflated him?
Oh my god. Well, I guess it's not a real horse. It's a spiritual horse, huh? Is that what it is?
It's, yeah. Bathwack, you feel a sense of terrible loss.
Aww.
In what context, we'll find out in a moment. Actually, let's find out now. Will, you have,
What the,
was it the rabbit?
Fuck was that?
Was the rabbit freaking
god.
Out?
Oh my god, that scared me.
It was the swirly man.
Crack.
Alright, so Will, you have, ordered... Frederick to go kill Batwack.
Like, sarcastically ordered.
Yeah, and Frederick does not give a shit.
I know he mm-hmm. doesn't. He's gonna take
it. Alright, cool!
Yeah, that's basically what he said. He said something like that, like, yep, I can, goodbye!
Yep. Alright, so he flies back towards the building. You hear him say, what the fuck? What's up with this door? There's no handle! And you hear some scratching.
Uh-oh. Wait, don't touch it, and also stop. Don't actually kill him, even though you probably can't. You were a tiny...
About
flying
half
thing.
A second into that speech, you see the runes on the door glow a bright blue.
Oh, great. Nope, back away! Can I run away? I don't want to be near it.
Is this the night when every single one of us dies?
Oh, God! Yeah! Run! Run, run, run!
And then you, as well as everybody in the tower, hear a loud...
Oh, no.
And you hear the flapping of large wings.
What?
The Nazgul.
What?
I need everybody to roll initiative.
I'm assuming not me.
No, you actually might as well, but not in this context.
What a great start to the night. I rolled a natural 1.
I have a 7. Oh. Plus.
A 4. 4 total.
I have a total of 10.
Ugh, this is depressing. What a good way to start off. This everything. This is entire...
We're all totally worn out, too.
Yes, I have no spells. I'm fucked.
I thought we were sleeping. Didn't we sleep?
But we
not
got
for 8
interrupted.
Hours.
We got, like, that's why Will was like, let's just wait a little bit longer.
Sleep us, interrupt us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Will hasn't even gotten to sleep for his 1 hour or whatever it is.
No, I have no spells. I only have my, you know, like, Eldritch Blast, my cantrips. Fuck! I'm dead. Giant wings. Giant wings.
Did you say, Bathwack, what you have?
Oh, 19.
Okay. So, Bathwack, you are up. You hear this this loud shriek, and you immediately know what this sound is. At least generally. It's definitely the cry of a dragon.
What?
Give me a nature roll, Bathwack, with advantage.
Oh my god.
I think it's with advantage.
Since you are part dragon.
So what's higher, an 8 or a 0?
Just turn the 8 on its side.
Oh, if you've got infinity, I need some of that.
Yeah, really.
All right. So yes, you know it is a dragon. That's all you know so far.
All right.
But you hear it. It sounds pretty close by. It's outside, but you guys are coming. I believe you're coming down currently on the platform. You're most of the way down. You'll be down at the bottom floor within the turn. You could even jump down if you wanted to. If you're trying to get outside or whatnot, you can get down quicker than that.
But we're all not rested or anything, so.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, the skull is down here on the bottom floor.
It is.
Quick and the question. Door is closed.
Did I hear the scream? Is it like land wide? No.
No.
Okay.
No, you were too far gone, I think.
Okay.
All right. So I can't see anything.
I mean, you're in the tower, but yeah, I don't know how much light there is. I think someone had lit a torch, but that was outside.
I think it was you. You did? I lit my billy club up.
You had light, but I think he had also lit a torch.
No, I threw it in the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So right now, you're kind of in the dark.
All right, I can't really see anything.
And you've got Rafina and Esmeralda and Nat? You didn't take Nat down, or did you?
Yes, I dragged him down. Okay. That's so what the Nat whole discussion outside. Of horses okay.
And
bears.
Where is Will? Will's outside?
You might know. I don't know if you know. He is outside, yes.
All right, well, but he's not in the building. Like, I didn't see him upstairs, and he's not down here.
He went down with Lank.
All right, so I'm going to presume he's outside if he's anywhere.
Yeah, or gone.
Man.
We're the most fucked up D&D party ever. We're just like, we're all everywhere.
Yeah.
Messy in Barovia.
Yeah. All right, well, I need to see something. So first I'm going to partially open the front door.
Okay.
Can I do that? I don't know what kind of door it is, but I'd just like to open it enough that I can sort of put a shoulder out and look around.
Sure. All right. So you put your short of shoulder head out the door.
You're short of
shoulder. Shoulder, 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 out your shore.
I'd like to be, I'm trying to be ready to just go right back inside if I need to.
Okay. Will, can you make an attack roll, please?
What? Okay. What am I adding to it?
Just tell me what you roll.
13.
Okay. And your AC, Bathwack?
So it's normally 18. When I'm holding this sword, it's 20.
But base 18?
But the...
Oh. I would assume you probably have your sword out.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to be... I the way I'm wedged myself in the door, maybe I wasn't expecting to be attacked immediately.
That's okay. It's not enough anyway. You feel these tiny claws scrabbling at your face, but your scales are enough to prevent them from doing any damage as Frederick launches himself at you to try to kill you.
What? Frederick is the one attacking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I pictured something...
I told him to stop.
I pictured something much bigger.
You did?
Okay.
I did.
You told him to stop opening the door.
Oh, well, I
just
mean
I'm going to... Fine, so Frederick got an attack. I'm going to hurl the door open, and then I'm going to knock him out of the sky.
Wait,
how do you propose to do that?
What form is he? I'm just curious. I can't remember what he is.
He is a Quasit. He's this little demon-y kind of guy.
He's attacking me, and he's right in front of me?
You opened the door, and he was in your face.
Yeah, okay. So he's right...
He's definitely within reach, yeah, if that's your question.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Why do you have to do this to me?
Don't feel bad. Please don't feel bad. It's great. You are excellent. Please don't ever think that Katie has a problem with what you're doing.
Oh, no, I know, but...
Will has a problem with everything you're doing. No matter what it is.
Will hates Alex and Batman.
Sorry, pause a second.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
It's okay. I want to show everybody what a quasit looks like anyway.
Yeah, I would. I actually don't even think I know.
Ew, it's so ugly.
I'll drag it
it's
over.
It's like a more. Cross between a lobster and a dragon.
It looks just like Bathwack.
It does.
Come on, Bathwack, give him a kiss. Mm.
Does Bathwack, has Bathwack already felt that Steed has been
No.
Whatever.
Nope.
All right. I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite with my very last spell slot.
On this little thing in front of your face?
Well, I'm going to cast it, and then I'm going to try to hit him with my sword.
Okay.
And, I mean, I know that if... I mean, so I know right away that this is Will's familiar.
Has he seen it before?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because the quasit was in the coffin maker shop.
Yes, he got squished.
Then yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you also know that it's not what made that noise.
Oh, crap. Oh, well, I thought it... All right. I didn't realize I knew that.
Okay.
Well, you definitely know that. So you
I'm
can
happy
retcon.
To waste a spell slot.
You can retcon. You definitely know that what you heard was a dragon, and you definitely know that this is not a dragon.
All right. All right, well, then I'm definitely taking that back. I'm not going to cast this spell. I'm just going to whack him. I mean, this Will's familiar.
Slap him
still
out
with your magical sword, right?
Yeah, I'm going to hit him with the magical sword, and I'm going to and I'm going to hit him hard.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
Because, you know, because if I kill him, he can always summon him back, right?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, you don't know that, but yes. Don't worry.
I mean, I saw him die.
Yeah, sure, right? He can do that.
I also don't know what agony they go through. Both in death and in resummoning.
Hey, Frederick deserves it. I will say that. He deserves it. I don't like Frederick
Well,
either,
anyway,
so.
I mean, so apparently Will has finally had it with me. So I've got to get the quasit out of the way so I can go finish Will off. No, just kidding.
You think Will, you are able to justify to yourself that Will might have made that dragon shriek noise.
It's fine. I'm going to attack the quasit.
Okay.
And I'll hit him twice. Well, bummer. So that's 7.
Total?
Let me just check.
I feel like your bonus is like gotta be at least 7.
1,000.
Yeah, I added wrong. I mean I rolled a 4.
Okay.
And I just can't quickly look this up for some reason because I'm being stupid right now.
What an idiot.
What an idiot you just said. What an idiot.
Yes, it's 11. 11.
Okay.
There we go.
Swoosh, your sword swishes through the air. Hits nothing.
Alright. The next one's 17.
No!
All right, that hits.
Oh, crap.
All right. Don't worry, it's just the normal amount of damage.
What?
Just 12.
12. All right. You cut into Frederick the Quasit, and with a splat, he explodes into goo.
Even the dragon is laughing.
Funny.
And Rafina, it's your turn.
I don't even know where I am, guys.
Is this in character?
Like, I love the villanelle, but it distracted me from the reality of the fantasy.
I knew it, yeah. So
this is what happens when you overachieve.
Yeah.
Am I still in the tower?
Yes, you were basically where Bathwack was. You were descending on the platform with him and with Esmeralda.
Okay.
You were intending on following after Lank as he took Nick toward Argon Vostholt. The discussion in the last episode was whether to wait and rest.
Right,
and let
him
go, or to go on after, and you decided you didn't want him to go on your own.
So can I see the dragon that's making the noise?
First off, you hear the noise. Why don't you give me a nature check, Rafina?
Yes, sir. Well, it's not going to be good if I start with 4 plus 0. 4!
All right. You don't know what made that noise. You just hear this loud shriek outside the tower. And then Bathwack jumped off the platform and sounded like he headed out the door.
And smacked a bug.
Yeah, you heard a splat. So the platform's most of the way down. You could get to the door, make your way outside as well. It definitely sounded like it was outside.
That's what I'm gonna, yeah, because usually when you tell me to take my turn, it's so that I can attack something, but right now I don't see what I would attack.
Right. You can't see much at all right now. You're in the middle of this dark tower, and I don't believe you have dark vision.
No, I don't. And there,
you can see a faint square of light where Bathwack opened the door to the outside. It's pretty dark outside, too, so it's not much help, but you could make your way there.
Wait, weren't we going to have a follow-up on Bathwack feeling the deep sadness of loss?
When that happens. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, you mean we're back in time? We've gone back in time.
Might be disappointed.
Lank just left only a few minutes ago.
Ugh, you keep switching time. Okay, cool.
Like Quentin Tarantino up in this piece. Tarantino.
Tarantino.
I'm crying Tarantinos.
Suddenly there's a close-up on Rafina's feet for like 5 minutes. All right, keep going.
Okay, next. Okay, so I'm going outside.
All right.
As soon as I get there.
You're going outside. You step in something gooey as you shoulder pass Bathwack.
Oh, don't make me step in the remains of Frederick. Ugh.
You see Will standing there with a glowing club. What is Will's motion right now?
Well, I think I was afraid of the door exploding. Lots of things happened really fast. I was scrambling away, but maybe I guess I stopped at this point if I hear a dragon scream. Lots of things have happened in like 2 seconds. Will is feeling scared, probably. Like, there's a dragon scream, confused, scared.
He's feeling disgusted by the feeling of poop in his pants.
Right.
That's what he's feeling.
Yes.
Prestidigitate. Wow, you can just crap your pants whenever you want. That's amazing.
It's amazing. I can go to the bathroom in my pants and no one will ever know because I can prestidigitate it away. It's amazing.
Or make it smell good.
Yeah. Right. Or taste good.
Taste good, yeah. I wasn't going to say that. Thanks, Eric.
I hesitate to say, yeah, what you, yeah.
Or you could draw
you really
something
like
on
Bathwack,
it.
Do you?
Oh my god.
Can I just say?
There's too many things you could do.
Because when I go outside, I am looking for a place to hide because of the scream.
Okay.
I'm naturally stealthy, by the way. This is my naturally stealthy hair.
You could tuck yourself up against the wall of the tower. You could jump into the lake. You could try to scramble behind Will.
I'm scrambling behind Will because he's at least one size larger than
I. And pretend to be a rock.
Pull your
don't I have one of those
capes? Yourself.
Yeah, I've got one of those cloaks. I'm hiding behind Will because he's bigger than I am. And
you can't quite make it there yet, but you can head that direction. He has made he's scrambled quite a fair distance away from the tower.
I didn't want to get shocked by it or whatever the heck was going to happen.
Right. All right. So, out of the darkness, you hear another... And from around the side of the tower, on the air, you see a small, relatively, still very large, blue dragon.
What is happening?
Coursing through the sky. You're basically barely able to pick it up from the light that that Will's club is giving off.
Oh my god, we're gonna die!
Am I allowed to search the internet for blue dragon?
Isn't this the thing? Like, if you fight a dragon, you die. It's Dungeons and Dragons, but that's like a joke. It's like Dungeons and Death, if it's dragons, is what it should be called. That's what this is about. We're all gonna die. You've just decided.
Is it an adult or a young?
You rolled an 8 on your nature check, Rufina, and you didn't see it.
No, but this is Abby looking at the internet.
I know. Who knows? Maybe it's not even technically a blue dragon. Maybe it's wearing paint.
You said it's a blue dragon.
It's the colored. It's colored blue.
Is it choking?
Choking. All right. No more jokes. As it lets out this shriek, it opens its mouth, and you see this blue-white glow start to grow between its jaws. And then it breathes out this crackling line of, looks like fire almost, but also kind of like this electric lightning bolt that shoots out in a 60-foot line, basically straight down the causeway. And perfect. I need Rafina and Will to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, fuck. Death. 13. Again, I keep getting 13s.
I've got 16 plus 3 is 19.
Okay. Well, you're lucky. So, Will, you take 32 damage.
Oh my god, I'm almost gonna die, you guys. That's great.
And Rafina takes 16 damage. She's able to duck out of the way a bit.
But I'm hiding behind Will, and I'm stealthy.
You didn't make it there, remember?
Oh,
you
poop.
Were scurrying that direction, but you saw it coming. You were able to dodge and avoid some of that damage. And it is Esmeralda's turn. She exits the door past you, Batwhack, just in time to see this dragon let out this line of lightning breath, zapping some of you. And she shouts, "Run!" And she books it down the causeway.
And we never see her again.
Will, it's your turn.
Oh, this is funny. I run. That's all I...
Is it fast enough to go across the surface of the lake?
I'm like one of those lizards that runs on the water.
Or like Shaggy. The singer.
Oh, no. It wasn't me. Wait, no, was that Shaggy?
Maybe.
I can't remember. That was an old reference.
You don't need
although
to
he's
that.
Probably still alive. Or around.
Alive?
It's just it's an old reference. Yeah. But he can't be that... out of date.
Okay.
Out of date. Yeah, I'm gonna run.
Okay.
Because I'm almost dead, and I have no familiar and no spells. Bye, guys! Will's about to die. Time for Will to die!
Alright.
That's all I can do.
So you run. Cool.
Wait, but I have the kid!
Do you pick him up and run?
Nope.
No?
That's about all I can do. Will sacrificed enough, and unfortunately, I don't think he can... pick up a kid and run that fast, right? I'd probably mm-hmm. be burdened or something.
You flattened him when you sat on him, so maybe you can take him and, like, paraglide. Use him as a sail.
Fuck, yeah. I mean, genuinely, I don't think he could... He's about to die, so mm-hmm. I think that he's not like, well, I need to really say... I mean, this is too much shit. Too much shit in one day. That's ridiculous. Running away. Sorry, kid. Oh, well.
Cool.
Good luck with the dragon. Oh my god, that's terrible. We tied him up, so now even if he wakes up, he's just tied up. Oh, that's bad. Oh my god! Eric, I hate this game! This is awful!
But yep. Will loves it.
God.
Okay. Lank! How you doing?
He's really happy to not be at the castle.
The tower.
Tower.
He wishes he were at the castle.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that would have been better.
All right. So, this gout of blood shot up. Steed Corral disappeared from under you. Thankfully, you were pulling him to a stop, so you didn't go tumbling down the road, but you still fall down hard, right on your butt, with a now snarling and squirming werewolf in front of you. Snarling, snapping. In ropes.
Yeah. From my perception check, do I know why his wounds just healed themselves?
Maybe not from your perception check, but from remembering your fight with werewolves in the past, you know that at some points they did seem to regenerate health.
Well, this just sucks, doesn't it? And I have no idea. I can't hear anything that's going on back at the tower.
No, that's miles away and happened in the past.
Oh, right. Right. This isn't the past or the present anymore. This is the future.
You're wearing a space jumpsuit. You have a set of goggles on where you can see the statistics of everything around you. You can also watch old episodes of Cheers.
Well, I seriously have no idea what to do. Are the 50 feet of rope holding?
Make a perception check.
12.
No.
They're not holding?
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
You know, so much in hindsight could have been done here. Like, you know, tying up his mouth for one thing, but you know, bringing that elevator chain to tie him up with. Bathwat could have cut off the other end for me. All right, in character, not just muttering, swearing, wishing things were different.
Yep.
Why did that chicken take so long to cook?
Lank is going to grab the ropes low enough that Nick couldn't lean down and bite him, and just hold them, like squeeze them together, basically, to try to hold the ropes in place.
So kind of grapple him
yeah,
with the ropes.
Through the ropes.
Okay. Right. Around the ropes. Okay.
Yeah. And he's going to try to talk to Nick to see if he can get through. He doesn't know how werewolfism works, if he can get through to him or not. Mm-hmm. So I think at this point he's just shouting in Nick's face. Nick, wake up! Pretty much all he knows what to do here.
Alrighty. Well, it feels like Nick is trying to break free both of you and of the ropes. And I need you to give me a strength athletics check.
22.
All right. It seems like especially with the help of the ropes, you were able to keep a grip on him and keep him from breaking free, at least for now.
All right. And I would assume that he's not responding at all to me talking to him.
Not that you can tell. He still seems to be just struggling to try to break free.
I'm just looking through my stuff here. I am going to... All right, here are the thoughts. I could try to knock him unconscious. Mm-hmm. And I can, if I can like declare that ahead of time, that I'm not trying to kill him, I'm trying to incapacitate him.
Depending on the way that you're trying to do that, if you're using something that you think that would be feasible, like... With a sword, might be tough, but I don't
with
think you have a
warhammer.
Yeah, that's more reasonable.
Where is he? Was he injured around his head?
It was kind of general. I don't know. I don't remember specifically if he had a head wound or not. I would imagine he probably at least has something along those lines. He was hit a few times.
I'm going to try to knock him out.
All right. You are going to have to let go of him to do that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
That is 16 and 8 is 24 to hit.
That definitely hits.
That's 15.
All right. You thunk him good on the head, but he is still alive and kicking. He's thrashing around.
All right, I'm going to have to hit him again, or at least try to.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, 24.
Yep.
12.
You think you might have gotten close with that one, but he is still awake and trying to break free. And he's going to do so. Try, at least. You see the... you hear, more than see, the ropes kind of creak as he basically kind of just, like, tenses up and looks like he's just, like, straining outwards as much as possible. And then you hear, sort of individually... as one of the strands snaps. And the ropes sort of uncoil around him.
Before we go any farther, did I need to account for the fact that he's a werewolf and the Warhammer is silver?
I know that it's silver.
Okay.
You wouldn't have gotten as close to knocking him out as you would have if it weren't.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yes, he breaks free from his bonds. Thank you. And springs to his feet. And then our mind's eye travels back to the tower. Where it's Bathwack's turn!
I'm still... No, I'm just outside the door, right?
Like, basically in the doorway there. So
and
this dragon swooped down.
I do want to run. I feel like the dragon and the dragon skull are related, but I have no idea how.
Okay.
I don't know if we should hide the skull or make its presence known. Is everyone... who's bolting away? Right now it's just Will?
So far, it's Will and Esmeralda. Rafina, it remains to be seen.
So, I'm going to have a real quick conversation with Rafina. Rafina, should I move the skull out?
Why are you asking me? You can move it if you'd like.
You don't care? You don't have any thoughts?
Are you expecting me to have some sort of special powers about?
No, I don't know. I'm just asking your opinion. But we don't have time to have this quick conversation.
No, we really don't.
The dragon is bearing down on us. So
can I have an idea? Can I see it?
Can I just grab the skull and try to haul it just at the threshold of the door so that it might be visible to this dragon? I don't know if this is a terrible idea or not.
I like the idea. I know I'm not there, but I like it.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
Do it.
All right.
I don't need a strength check or anything.
No, you're strong enough, and you're dragging it, and it's not that far. You're dragging it. You're turtling it.
All right. So I don't want to pull it like right out into the open, but I do want to leave it right by the front of the door.
Okay.
And then does the dragon see me?
Do a seductive dance. You're a dragon too.
Yes.
Hey, see me.
Reveal your cloaca to the dragon.
Yes.
Wait, is that a turtle part?
I start doing my dance.
It's like a reptile, you know, vaginal / poop opening. It's their one opening back there.
How is this part of your vocabulary? It's amazing.
Hey, somebody Steve Irwin
made a joke about Steve Irwin. Say,
oh really?
I think so. Yeah.
I always watched
Someone
Steve
was
Irwin.
Doing an impression of Steve Irwin and said something about the cloaca.
Yeah, I'm sure he said it.
Maybe, but I don't also, think I heard him
well,
say
I'm
it.
I'm a bio nerd, so I knew that. But you probably...
I didn't know it legitimately.
You might have heard
I knew it,
from it
comedically.
Me,
it's a funny term to know.
Reveal your cloaca.
That's the name of this episode. All right. Before we start getting into feminist jokes specifically about female reptiles, let's move on.
No.
Damn it, I've tried to think of one. I can't. All right. So you're asking if it sees
you. I wonder if there's any chance that I can see that he or she or it or whatever it is would have noticed the skull.
All right. So let me think. So it just breathed out this line of lightning down the causeway, and it is turning to, looks like maybe circle back around to make another attack or do something else.
Okay, well, here's what I'll do. If it's circling around, then it's not looking right at me yet. So I'm going to light a torch with my action.
Okay.
And stick it in the ground next to the skull.
Got it.
And then run like hell.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to run the same way that Esmeralda is running.
Right, down the causeway.
Yeah.
Which is where Will is. Will is gone.
I know, I'm gone. I was just thinking of that scene in Jumanji where The Rock is running so much faster than, like, Kevin Hart. I'm Kevin Hart, and Batflanks is going to blow right by me. Why am I running so slow?
Except for in the Jumanji reference, one of Will's special abilities is running away.
Right, that's
so
true.
He's...
My special ability is running away. That's true.
Anyway. Rafina.
Hi.
Esmeralda has dashed past you screaming run.
And I can see the dragon now, right?
Yes, the dragon is flying around above. Doesn't look like it's flying away. Looks like it's maybe trying to position itself strategically. Nat is bound up on the ground in the general vicinity that you're in. Will and Esmeralda are taken off, and Bathwack basically is just passing you, headed down the causeway as well. Everybody's high-stepping it. Arms pumping, knees high.
I'm going to reach into my tinderbox and pull out a carrot and throw it at the dragon and yell, banishment!
All right.
Because dragons don't like carrots, famously.
Famously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All fact. Right. You can't laugh about that. It's just a fact.
Nobody laughed.
Nobody.
Nobody
because
laughed.
It's a fact.
It's Nobody very laughed. Serious,
I'm just saying,
guys.
It's a fact.
You're talking to the listeners. You can't laugh. If you laugh, you have to stop listening, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I think something's wrong though. Why you threw a banana last time? I don't know if it works with a carrot.
Well, remember we decided that in canon, the way that Rafina uses to banish a creature is to determine what it doesn't like to eat.
Oh.
And as we know, blue dragons hate carrots.
Yes.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. I thought she always had to bananish them.
I know, I love bananishment though, man. Such a great spell.
Could it be bunishment? Bunishment? Because bunnies like carrots. Bunishment.
I'm thinking about the vitamin A.
What's the scientific name for a carrot? Maybe it's got a B and an N in there somewhere. Let's assume that's true.
I think we're just carroting on a little too long here, guys.
Bonos carotitus. You bonosished it. All right. All right, so what is your spell save DC?
It is 14 plus 100.
What? No. For Rufina, it's like 50 at most. Okay. The carrot flies up. It thumps right on its head. And you see this aura of magic energy emanate outwards around it, shrinking down into this tiny bubble around it, which pops. And the dragon's still flying around.
Whoa!
You didn't go away.
It did not. It was not bunosanishtanudishd.
What?
That's the scientific. No. You assume that it saved against your spell.
Yeah, that is what I assume.
It's a charisma saving throw, and dragons actually historically have a relatively high charisma.
Oh, but it's my best spell, guys.
So what would you like to do with your movement action?
Move the hell out of there.
All right. Headed down the causeway, too. And then it is the dragon's turn.
No.
You all hear another shriek. And you hear... Those are its wings flapping.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of you look back, which I'm assuming you don't, it alights on the ground in front of the skull.
Oh.
You hear another...
Wait, was that a word?
Which sounds to most of you like a shriek. But to you, Bathwack, it sounds like, where did you find this? In Draconic.
Whoa! Cool!
Oh, crap. I don't... It would be impolite not to reply. But I don't really want to.
Talk to it! Go!
Oh, crap. Well, Will, you might not have to worry about me for very long. I'll slow down and turn around and very slowly approach. I don't want to get... Oh, man.
Will, I understand that is your intention. We'll get there. In the meantime, Esmeralda is still running. She's basically made it to the end of the causeway. And she goes down the path a little bit, and if anybody's looking, you can see she sort of looks like she kind of lunges or darts into the growth to the left of the path, a little ways into the woods. Will, it's your turn.
That's what I do too. I mean, I'm assuming that she ran. I was ahead of her, like on the causeway. So if
you're
she's ahead of me, I've got to be
her.
Near her
yeah.
somewhere, mm-hmm. unless she's
do you
like
follow
a track
her
runner.
In?
Yeah. Well, I think I. Kind of, but I'm not trying to hide with her. I'm kind of done. I'm like, I need to go and sit down somewhere. Running and then trying to find cover so that I can fucking rest. I have nothing left. I feel like Will's just gonna be dead.
So you just kind of plunge into the undergrowth, kind of just generally after her?
Yeah, but not like really close because I don't know her.
Okay, that's okay. It doesn't look like she just, like, laid down in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
You crash through, and within a very, very short time, you find yourself in a small clearing, in the middle of which is a wagon.
And then another dragon comes! Anstrad!
Wagon. I said wagon, I meant dragon. It's a speech impediment I have.
It's a dragon.
Yeah.
A wagon. Great. Okay.
Yep. You see a wagon covered in layers of mud. It looks like it's had a lot of travel. But it underneath that, you can see it sports a fresh coat of purple paint. Its wheels have fancy gold trim.
It's Rictavio!
Oh my god, what?
It is not Rictavio's
Linsky?
Wagon.
Yes, it is!
Um,
purple and gold?
A brass lantern hangs from each corner, and red drapes cover a tombstone-shaped window on each side.
It's the coffin maker.
I'm here to... I heard you were all gonna die tonight, so I came here as soon as I could.
Full of wolf's bane.
Yeah.
You see Esmeralda climbing up onto a seat in front of the wagon, which is hitched to a horse.
I knew she was going to escape.
What? You have a fucking wagon? Like, wait, you have... This is your wagon?
Yes, get on!
What? What the hell is going on? There's no way you have a fucking wagon just here with a horse? Already hitched to it? Will does not get on. Will's gonna die. I don't know. I feel like it's just completely overwhelming.
I guess you're right. Okay, sorry. I don't own many wagons with horses. I don't own many horses, period.
Okay.
She's not climbing up onto the seat. It looks like she is untying a horse from a nearby tree and leading it over to the wagon, presumably to be hitched.
And her... Does the wagon look like a Vistani wagon, then? Or
kind
something?
Of. In that style. That
or something?
No.
Okay. I guess I just... Yeah. If it looks like... It could be hers, and she obviously knows where the horse is, and it's a normal situation. Like, more because I thought it was like, why is there already an escape wagon here? That's really weird. But if it's
it looks like it's been parked here and the horse was grazing or whatnot, yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay, sorry. I don't mean to make fun of you. No, it's more this sounds too bizarre.
I have
not doing that.
Little experience. See, if it were me and I was suddenly given a horse with a wagon, I would have just left it in the woods. That horse would be dead. I just left it tied to the wagon.
All right, yeah.
So this is a learning experience. This is good. We saved the life of a horse today. Good job, everybody.
Is it a wagon like an open-backed wagon?
No, it is a covered,
like a caravan
like,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Like you would get in the door in the back or sit on the seat in the front.
I think he's first...
closed-toed.
He's peeking in the...
You could totally wear these to the White House. Wear this wagon to the White House.
I'm going to peek into the back and thrust the billy club in there to see if I can see anything in there.
Through the back door?
You said there were lanterns, but I'm guessing they're not lit.
They're hanging on the corners. No,
right,
they're not
okay,
lit.
Okay, so I'm just going to try to see what's in the back before I launch myself into the back.
The back door has a padlock on it.
Oh my god.
And hanging on the door is a cheap sign that says, "Keep out!"
I hate this. Oh, God. Every decision I make is stupid.
You're basically out of time with your turn.
Okay.
So what, you're running for your life from a dragon.
Right. So what am I supposed to do? Nothing?
We'll
was
see.
I supposed to do nothing?
You got to the back door and realized it was locked.
Okay.
You're like, fuck.
Okay.
Lank. Before you stands a snarling hybrid wolf creature, recently your friend Nick, who looks ready to tear your throat out, but also looks like he may be teetering on the brink of death or unconsciousness.
Okay. I'm going to attack him again. I'm trying to knock him unconscious.
All right.
That is 13 to hit.
That is a miss. Thunks into his side and he just seems to take the blow. Moves with it.
That is a 16 to hit.
That you swing again, you pull back, swing wide, and your hammer thuds into the dirt at its feet.
Well, shit.
Oh, yeah, he's so hard to... You're a rogue! You're always ducking and dodging! Oh, crap.
And your hammer thunks into the ground with a puff of dust as Werewolf Nick lunges at you. First he is going to try to claw at you with his claws. And I rolled a natural 1. So he looks like he's kind of teetering on his feet and he's reaching out and tries to swipe at you, but he kind of stumbles a little bit and his swipe goes way wide. Then he kind of leans into that and he just jumps at you teeth first and tries to sink his fangs into you. And that is a 15 to hit.
My AC is 17.
All right, so his teeth clash off of your armor, and you remain unscathed. What would you like to do?
We're not cycling back.
These are back and forth, so we're doing a couple rounds here. You and Nick.
All right, Yeah, I don't see any better option, so I need to hit him again, try to hit him again.
Okay.
That is a... What the hell? 18 to hit.
That does hit.
Huh. Well, and that is... Oh, that's maxed out at 16.
Okay. That does take him below 0 hit points. Were you still trying your best to not kill him and just knock him out?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so you connect solidly with the side of his head. And he slumps to the ground, unconscious. Bathwack, you have skidded to your a stop on your heels. You turn around, yeah. And you head back.
I'm gonna turn around and heal myself.
Okay.
Up to full hit points.
Okay. You're feeling good, feeling strong, feeling virile.
Your cloaca is glistening.
Yes, your cloaca is throbbing.
Oh my god.
Throbbing!
Oh,
Quentin Tarantino.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.